Next case.
Case number 12766, Robert and Catherine Debs seek a variance from the rear yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115.25 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Plover Lane within the Estuary Subdivision. The 911 address is 24062 Plover Lane in Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 19, Parcel 812. The applicant is seeking a 2-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed porch extension. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Debs, 24062 Plover Lane, Frankfurt, Delaware, 19945.
Catherine Debs, 24062 Plover Lane, Frankfurt, Delaware, 19945.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
We bought the home, and our outside porch, I believe, is about 10 by 12.
No, excuse me, 8 by 10.
8 by 10, excuse me. 8 by 10, and we had put in a gas fireplace, and by doing that, it made the porch even smaller. My daughter Stephanie has cerebral palsy. She's in a motorized wheelchair, and for that porch now, for her to even, we want no maneuverability at all on there. If we want to put furniture and so, just to live out there, we can't do anything with it. It's just too tight. So we want to expand it so my daughter will have a way to get in and out of the house safely and easily, plus be able to enjoy sitting outside with us when we want to use the porch to enclose it. Basically, and by doing that, we need to extend it 2 feet and make the roof come out 2 feet further. And basically, that's it.
Questions?
Sir, let me preface my question a little bit. One of the criteria is that the exceptional practical difficulty cannot be created by the applicant. So with that in mind, before you put that fireplace in, was your porch a reasonable size for her to use with her wheelchair?
No.
Okay.
It was small because she needs to do a 360 turn. If I put a couch in there or any type of furniture at all, there won't be any room at all for her to go.
Okay, so you did not create the difficulty by putting in the fireplace.
Correct.
Okay. I do see on the survey, it looks like the porch is 10 by 12.
Yeah.
And it looks, are you planning to extend it back another 4 feet? Is that the idea?
It's extended outward.
Back to your rear.
Yes, outward 2 more feet. And to the left, I believe it's 4 more feet or 6 more feet. I'm not sure offhand.
Yeah, what I'm looking at, okay, I'll tell you what I'm looking at. I have something that looks like a survey with plans on it. By James Raymond Design Group.
Okay.
And it looks like the existing porch is 10 by 12, and the design is to come back an additional 4 feet.
Right.
Currently, it's 2 feet from your setback, but with 4 feet, now you're going over 2 feet.
Correct.
And then out the other direction, it looks like another 6 feet, 2 inches.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Just make sure we're on the same page.
Yes.
All right. And are you intending to put windows in this porch?
We're putting in
Easy Breeze
windows. Yeah, they're the kind that stack.
Yes,
up.
Correct.
And they're doing a 36-inch door. They're changing it so that, and then they're building steps with the railing, and we're going to have a ramp so
okay.
she can get
in and out.
In and out.
So this will allow it to be handicap accessible.
Yes.
Yes, and that's why we need to eliminate the grass and ramping from the front to the back.
So the ramp, will that interfere at all with your setback, or will that be
no.
in compliance?
No, no, no.
Okay. Right. I guess that's all my questions for now.
Thank you.
Have you spoken to your neighbors about this?
Yes.
Has everybody been positive?
Oh, 100%, yes.
So if I'm looking at this correctly, that you have a new concrete paver patio that's going to be installed also, or is that existing?
There, on the porch itself now?
I have your porch here.
Yes.
To the left of it, there it's a new concrete paver patio.
Yeah, we're going to have it's not there now, no.
Okay, that was my question. Was there any thought to, instead of bumping out, moving over and making it wider that way?
It's too thin. If we don't move it outward, there won't be anywhere, I mean, my daughter would be able to sit out there by herself. I mean, we wouldn't be able to put chairs or anything.
Why I'm asking that is because it's recessed probably, you have 4 feet here. If you were to come out that way, that would give you the 4 feet.
I don't know which way.
If you're looking out there to the right of that, you see how you have the bump out for your,
Okay.
If you were to come straight across.
May I go over to the board?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Take that line, your current line, and go straight across.
Straight this way?
No, sir. Across.
This way?
Yes.
Okay.
And meet up with the edge of the house.
And meet over to here?
Yes.
The pavers are going to be there. The patio will come to here. And when we get to these steps here, it'll just be a ramp going up, a small ramp that will have a portable ramp for her to go up on.
Okay, so you don't think you could, so you wouldn't be able to turn is what you're saying, if it was
no,
with all the way
because
to
the width
the,
is too, it's too narrow.
To the, yes, okay. Thank you.
Does the grade of your property fall off very steep, or is it?
Not where we're asking for it, no. After that, about another 2 feet back, then she starts to fix the slope.
Close to the tree line, I guess? Or
Yes.
I think it's more past the tree line.
A little past
the tree line.
Past our bushes. We have bushes there, and then it starts to slope
gotcha.
Big time.
Mr. Sharp?
Do you need any HOA approval?
Yes. We'll have to ask them if we're allowed to.
Have you started that process at all?
We were told to do this first, then to put the request in.
Now, is this, I think you had mentioned the porch was going to be, is it going to be screened in, or is it going to be, you said windows, so
it's
like a three-season room?
It's the easy breeze.
It's
season, all season?
Yeah, all season, easy breeze. It's not really windows. It's like a real tough plastic. The guy showed me, he punched it, and the memory came right back. I was impressed with it, actually. And the windows go up and down. You can set the windows any way you want for the air to go in and out and circulate.
And I presume that you guys did not place the home on the lot. Is that correct? It was placed by the builder?
Correct.
So you didn't have any control as to where that would have been located necessarily?
No control at all.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair. So this is being requested as a special use exception?
No, variance. Variance from the rear yard setback requirement for proposed structure. What we got?
Okay. I have it here as a special use exception on my paper.
Oh, yeah. On the application? On the agenda, we have it as a rear yard setback.
That's why I ask.
Yeah. Where are you seeing it?
I'm looking.
Oh, I think what they did on this is the application the applicants filled out. I think they probably just checked the wrong box.
Okay.
But if you go through it, they did fill out the variance standards, and we've advertised it for variance.
Understood. Just wanted to make sure we were clear. Okay. Thank you.
Sir, I just want to ask one more question. Again, I'll preface it so you can understand where I'm coming from. Another one of the conditions is that's the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. So is a 14-foot deep porch, is that the minimum you need to reasonably use a wheelchair on this porch?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Because we lose 2 feet from that fireplace because it came outward. We weren't aware that when, you know, you go to the model homes and they show you these beautiful homes, and then when you sit down, they're like, oh, would you like a fireplace? We're like, oh, yeah, sounds great. And then when you buy the house and go through walkthrough, this piece now that block, and you can't really sit out there close to it because it has a vent. So we need to go out a little further.
My question would be, is 2 feet enough?
Well, actually, it is. We'll be happy with that. Would I like more? Yeah, I would like more, but we're with the, we have HOA rules too, and we're going to abide by that, and we'll be fine with what we're asking for.
Okay.
We'll be good. But thank you.
And she's getting better at driving.
Just speaking as a design professional, you need a 5-foot turning radius for a wheelchair for handicap accessible. So you have 2 5-foot radiuses, that only leaves you with 4 feet. Even without the fireplace, it only leaves you with 4 feet in the middle for a table.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't put a table. We just want a chair. We just live without tables. Even in our home, we keep everything open for her.
We're pretty experienced at, you know, giving and taking and doing what needs to be done just to make everybody comfortable.
Understand. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
You can have a seat right up front here.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12766 for Robert and Catherine Debs?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions?
Just one. Ms. Debs, I just noticed, is the correct spelling, can you come up?
You can come back up.
I just want to make sure we got it right on the record, because on the application it says Catherine, C-A-T-H-R-I-N-E.
No, it's E-R-I-N-E.
Okay. I thought it might be a type, but we should make sure we have it right. Now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Anything else? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12766 for Robert and Catherine Debs and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12766 for Robert and Catherine Debs. I believe they have met all the criteria required to grant a variance. I believe that there is no possibility they can develop it. Therefore, it's necessary to reasonable use of the property. I don't believe the practical difficulties being created by the applicant. I don't believe it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it's the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. I would like to put a condition that it needs to be approved by HOA for it to be considered good by the county.
So Mr. Williamson, what you would suggest then is that the applicants submit a copy of their HOA approval to the Planning and Zoning Office?
Yes.
And one other thing, do you believe this is a reasonable accommodation for a person with a disability as well?
I do believe so.
Okay. Thank you. I think I interrupted. I think I heard Dr. Carson trying to make a second.
Second. Got it. Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So the vote of 5-0, your case is approved.